Good afternoon. This is a meeting before the License Commission, Wednesday, November 15th at 831 Massachusetts Avenue. It is 3:01 p.m. Also, I wanted to let everyone know we are in renewal season. If you have a common victual or entertainment and alcohol, used car dealers, a leaf blower permit, or an in-holder license, you need to renew your licenses. You should have received an email from us already with the renewal. So please check your emails if you don't have it. It's from the City of Cambridge. If you don't have it, check your junk mail. With us today are Commissioner Bard, Commissioner Mahoney, and myself, Commissioner Murazito. Thank you. And we will be starting with, is Officer Zito there? Officer Zito! Thank you. We'll be starting with Michael Gervais, the appeal for your Hackney driver's license, 29035. And we had deferred this so Commissioner Bard could have an opportunity to review the entire file.
And I've read the entire transcript.
Mr. Gervais, do you have anything else for us that you want to tell us at this time?
The only thing I could add is that I was thinking that on the review, they said in the comments back to me in the first time, I had remembered, I forgot the last time, that there's something about my behavior at the police station. And obviously I was attacked and I was out of order, but I was beaten up and stuff like that, and also I kind of disagree with the statement where it took three people to get me out, because Officer Victor Martinetti, I saw him there and met with him and left with him out of there. And Victor Martinetti will confirm that. I wasn't out of control or anything like that.
Sorry to interrupt you. I forgot to mention we're being audio and tape recorded today.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead, Mr.
Yeah,
Gervais.
And so, and the last time I didn't go into any full detail about any of this incident because it was an ongoing investigation. That's why I said I wasn't going to debate with what Mr. Lenihan was saying or anything else like that. The witness that saw everything, I brought that letter in, and when we, this thing dragged on for a long time, and if you have any questions, I'll answer any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Commissioner Bard, I will defer to your public safety take on this.
After reviewing the record, I would vote for non-renewal.
Non-renewal?
Correct.
Okay. License is not renewed.
And what is the reason for that? Commissioner, what would be the reason for that? Yeah, I asked you a question.
Well, Mr. Gervais, this is not the forum, but I will say that the commissioner had just stated that after review of the record, I think our statement of reasons.
No, he can't answer me.
Mr. Gervais.
Yeah.
Maintain your composure.
But you have to understand.
So you just asked me for a reason, and I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay. And you don't want to give me an answer, sir.
So I reviewed the record, which was full of inconsistencies on your part, full of misstatements of fact and flat out untruths. So
on my part.
On your part, based on that.
I told you that I would answer anything here. There are no inconsistencies on my part. And I've never lied about anything. And both these things in my record were found false. I had a witness too. Person made allegations against me that was wrong. And both these things were dismissed. I've never lied. I've never lied once. And I was accused falsely. also by this board by having a suspended license, which I didn't. I brought proof. I had a witness that also said that I was choked and I was attacked. I've never lied, and you're telling me that I've lied, made inconsistent things. I never have. I never have.
The board has voted the license. It's not renewed. Thank you. You will receive a statement of reason. Patrick Whitney here. Patrick Whitney applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license. Officer Zito, can you keep up with this? Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Patrick Whitney, PatrickWhitney.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Sure. In case we ask you questions.
Yeah. Benny Zito, the hacking officer. BENNYSZETO.
Okay. Mr. Whitney, have you ever been a Cambridge Hackney driver?
Yes. I was licensed in, I believe my last license expired in 2003.
And you haven't driven in Cambridge since 2003?
Yeah, taxi, no.
Have you driven in any other city?
Taxi, no.
And why would you want to renew or basically get a new license with us at this point?
My family owns a taxi medallion.
Do you have you ever been licensed as a taxi driver anywhere else in the state?
No, only Cambridge.
Was your Cambridge license ever suspended?
No.
Officer Zito, all the checks came out okay?
Yes.
I would vote to grant the license.
Granted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Officer Zito can take you upstairs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Officer Zito. Do you want to wait after Zito? And then we'll go back to number one. PNC Landscaping, holder of leaf blower permit 123 for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.081.2b on October 13 and 20, 2017 at 145 Brattle Street. Come on up. Ms. Boyer? Sorry, could you please stand up and raise your right hand? Do you
promise
to swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? Yes, I do. Thank you. Go ahead. Sit down. You just want to give me a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Ms. Boyer. Ms. Boyer, could you please raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Paul Caruso. CARUSO.
Thank you.
Andrea Boyer, BOYER, investigator for the City of Cambridge License Commission.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Boyer.
So we're here in the faces of an alleged usage of a leaf blower before the allowable time on October 13th. It was a call in by a complainant, and then also on October 20th through C-Click-Fix, that approximately at 7:30 at 145 Brattle Street, leaf blowers are being used, which is allowed before the permissible time in violation of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.081.12b. So that's what we have today. I believe one of the complainants are here today.
Oh, is there a complainant on this matter? PNC? Oh, please come on, ma'am. Thank you. And if you don't mind raising your hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Carla, with a C.
Procaskey, P-R-O-C-A-S-K-E-Y.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Procaskey.
Yes, on October 13th, I think, the leaf blowing started at 7:30, and the next week it started even a little before that. And I think since then it has not been early. It's not terrible. I mean, I wish he wasn't going to, I mean, I hope he doesn't get a big fine. It's just, he should follow the rules, that's all.
Thank you. Mr. Caruso?
I did have, it's not an excuse, I did have a new employee that day. He did start early, and I did fire him. The past 3 or 4 weeks now, I've been personally there around 12:30, 1 o'clock, blowing the whole area with one blower by myself. And my crews have been coming in, cleaning up the leaves. So this matter, trying to resolve the matter, trying to help everybody out the best I could. But like I said, one guy did start early, and I did terminate him.
And then the 20th?
I wasn't even aware of that one. I knew the first one, but I wasn't aware of that one. And like I said, I'm not using that for excuse. I apologize for that, but that's why I've been personally overseeing this place, so it wouldn't happen anymore. And for the past, like I said, 3 or 4 weeks, I've been starting around 12:30, 1 o'clock with one blower, and there hasn't been any more issues. One problem I do have over there, I do the church in Cambridge. It's on Brattle Street, and I do have my trucks on Spark Street and Brattle Street. There's surrounding houses with other landscapers working close to me, so it sounds like I have more than one blower running when there's actually echoes coming from other houses, and their trucks aren't visible. I actually seen somebody leave their men there and the truck leave, so it actually looks like I'm running multiple blowers when I'm not. So that's an issue I have that I hope I can resolve, because I don't want to get blamed for running two blowers at the same time.
Now, on the 13th, I went out to see what was going on, and in fact, there were two blowers going on.
Okay, but now, last week... I
haven't been watching closely, I mean, because I don't know. I didn't even know there were only supposed to be one blower, but on the first occasion, there were, in fact, two blowers.
Okay, but now, the past 3 weeks, I've been hearing other blowers in the areas, and I actually shut mine down because I didn't want any problems. So that's been a little bit of a problem. I don't know how I can do the place when there's people, not even one house over, using a blower, and I don't want to get blamed for multiple times. In other words, it's a waste of your time, waste of my time, to be being accused of using multiple blowers. So in other words, I walk on eggshells every time I go over there, because I don't know if I'm going to get blamed for doing something that I actually didn't do. You know, I'll take the blame for the other times, yes, but. So the past 3 weeks, I think it's been pretty good. It's been quiet over there.
I mean, it's true. It's been in the afternoon, and I think I've only seen one person out working.
That's me.
I haven't paid that much attention.
Ms. Boyer, anything to add in terms of their disciplinary history?
Previous history, there was a hearing on July 26, 2017. The License Commission Board found no violation, and there had been no previous warning letters distributed to this company.
We've been working there for almost 40 years, so it's just, and I'm trying to work with the church, and I know it's Brattle Street, but they do have a budget I'm trying to work with over there, so it's getting tougher and tougher for us to work within that budget. And I also told Nancy, the director over there, that if I can't work something out and try to work with you guys, I can't work over here anymore. It's a tough place for me to use one blower, because it's a big area. So in other words, all my guys have to rake almost the whole place now, because I used to use multiple blowers over there. So it's getting tough, and I can't just raise rates. I can't raise the rates if they can't afford to pay the rates. So I'm getting to the point where I can't even work over there anymore. And I hate to do it after all these years, you know? So I'm trying to work with them, but I don't know how we're going to work it out.
Thank you.
For what it's worth, I don't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago, you were also starting at 7:30, and I went out, and I don't know if I talked to you or to one of the...
Maybe one of the employees, yes.
Maybe, anyway, and I said, like, wait, you're not supposed to be doing it now. And he said, oh, no, I've got a permit, it's okay. And, in fact, after after that week, you did start at 8, not at 7:30.
All right. Well, any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. So I would find a violation for operating before 8 a.m. on both October 13th and October 20th. I would issue a $300 fine for each, but I would put one of those fines in abeyance through the end of this season, which is the end of this year.
Concur with that.
Thank you. We receive a statement of reasons for our decision, but we found a violation for both instances, $300 fines for each, but right now you only have to pay one of those fines, and
okay.
You won't have to pay the other one if you do not violate the ordinance
okay.
until the end of the season.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Do I have to pay that today, or?
Nope, you'll receive a statement of reasons, and it'll give you 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Violation hearing for Thriving Gardens LLC for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.081.2b on October 4th, 2017 at 55 Wendell Street.
Right.
Good afternoon. So please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please sit down. You said Ronald Hudson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this was the alleged violation of using a leaf blower on October 4th at approximately 2:56 p.m. at 55 Wendell Street, which at that time was operating without a permit. This is a violation of Cambridge Municipal Code 8160812C. A permit application was submitted before this hearing on October 31st and approved that same day. Previous history threat in this garden was sent a cease and desist letter on September 6th, 2017 with the Cambridge Municipal Code rules and regulations and an application.
Mr. Hudson?
I was really not aware of that first cease and desist order. I work at the office now. I don't get out in the field as much as I used to, obviously, with this. But I've really tried very hard to keep up on ordinances, and I missed this one. And as soon as I got the notice from you about the complaint, I immediately came in to take care of it. I also bought immediately that same week, and it's been delivered since. A new piece of equipment which goes to the right decibel level so that we will have no more of a problem with that. And I've already scheduled some training for some of my employees and my two employees, and there'll never be more than one at one time using it unless it's more than a 10,000 square foot piece of property, which I read in the regulations. So I intend, now that I know what they are, I certainly intend to hold to them. But I just was unaware before, and it's a very difficult thing sometimes when you live in another community and you don't manage to get all of the information that you need. And I really try to get it, but sometimes it's just not as simple as I would like it to be, as I would hope it would be. But I've tried my very best to keep it within all the laws of the local communities that I service, which are basically Somerville, Cambridge, and Brookline. And I've been working in Cambridge for close to 20 years now. And if these are the only violations you've had, you must know that I try to do everything in compliance with the rules and the regulations.
No one ever told on you, because this regulation has been around for a while.
Yeah, therefore I never knew. You know, had somebody said something before, I would have taken care of it before. I really apologize for not having done so, but I didn't know.
How many pieces of property do you service in Cambridge?
Oh, there's got to be 15 or 20, at least, including Lesley University and the renovation that's just taking place at 113, 115 Brattle Street at Longfellow property. So we try, considering the level of our clientele, to be as responsible as we can,
mm-hmm.
and everything is done very environmentally. No don't weed care or anything like that. Everything is done environmentally. And we try our best to keep the land clean and the client and the community happy with us.
Okay.
So we do the best we can, but somehow this did slip away from me, and I do apologize for that, but I really wouldn't let it happen again because I've never, as you can see from my record, because there is none, because there's never ever been anything that I know of that I don't take care of.
Thank you. Any other questions?
The gentleman answered the one question that I would have had, which was how long he's been operating in Cambridge.
Close to 20 years.
All right, so I would find a violation, and with the $300 fine, I could be inclined to putting that into abeyance through the end of the year based on his quick response in terms of once he got the violation notice becoming permitted.
That's what I would suggest.
Okay. So violation with a $300 fine, which will be held in abeyance through the end of the year, and provided that you do not violate any other provisions of the noise ordinance, you will not have to pay it. You will receive a statement of reasons, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that means I do not pay anything today.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. No, not yet. All right. Informational hearing on Lanes and Games, Inc., holder of a common victualer all alcohol license at 195 Concord Turnpike, pursuant to General Law Chapter 138, Section 77 for non-use of license. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just state your name for the record. Do you tell me, sir, to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
My name is C. Anthony Martinetti. I'm the owner and manager at Lanes and Games, 195 Concord Turnpike, Cambridge.
Thank you. Please sit down.
Oh, before you start.
Thank you. And Mr. Martinetti, it looks like you closed sometime in September of this year, is that correct?
We closed August 13th was our last day of business. 2017.
And why did you close?
We had a very good offer from a developer to buy our real estate, and getting to the age where it's getting more and more difficult for me to work 60, 70 hours a week, quite frankly.
And do you intend to sell the license?
Yes.
How long was the business there?
I was in business since 1983, so I think Lanes and Games, I was there for 34 years.
But the bowling alley itself has been there a lot longer than
that. Oh, probably in the 1950s it started.
Yeah.
And have you listed the license of the broker or anything? Or?
No, I've made a couple of calls,
okay.
But I have not listed it. And I'm trying to, quite frankly, I'm trying to interest one of my nephews who have about 6 years experience with me at Lanes and Games, and they have interest in the bar and restaurant business. And I'd like to, quite frankly, I'd like to see a Martinetti continue in Cambridge. Cambridge has been very, very good to us over the years, and I think it would be an excellent choice for them.
Thank you. Any questions? I would hold a cancellation hearing in 6 months. Okay, 6 months. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cancellation hearing for River Gods, Inc., holder of a common victualer all alcohol license at 125 River Street, pursuant to General Law Chapter 138, Section 77, for non-use of license. Could you please stand up and raise your hand? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I do.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Jackie Linane, L-I-N-N-A-N-E. Caroline Enright, E-N-R-I-G-H-T.
I'm sorry, can you spell that for me again?
Oh, Enright, E-N-R-I-G-H-T.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're not represented by counsel today, Ms. Linane?
No, I'm here on my own.
Okay.
I can't afford an attorney, to tell you the truth.
So the decision we should send to you, not to Ms. Kimberly Courtney?
Yes.
Okay. What I have is that we had an informational hearing in July of 2016, and then in December, based on a request that you made because you were going to be out of town, the board changed that hearing, and then we're here today, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you've only had the one hearing?
Mm-hmm.
I just need for
yes.
Record. Thank you. And Ms. Linane, is it true that you are trying to sell the license to someone that's going to go into that space?
Well, I have a statement that I'd like to read out that I think will answer.
Can you answer the questions first, and then you can read the statement?
What was the question again?
Is it true that you're trying to sell the license to someone that's going into that space right
no,
now?
No, I can't find a buyer for the license.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm here today to discuss the potential cancel of my liquor license, which I cannot sell, and let me explain why. In 2000, when I had a dream of opening River Gods, I went, and I want to be crystal clear about this, the first thing I did was come to the City of Cambridge License Commission to ask for guidance and instruction on how to do this. I was informed by your License Commission that the only way that I was permitted to obtain a liquor license was to purchase an existing business liquor license in this city, which I did. You judged my credentials, you judged my finances and my ability and character, and you made these prerequisites for opening a business in Cambridge. In 2001, my total investment was $320,000 to open River Gods, of which $240,000 was pledged to a bank in front of this commission as collateral for that loan. So you were aware that we were jeopardizing our livelihoods with these astronomical debts to get into this scheme, when all I really had to do was fill out an application and submit it for public hearing at a cost of $150. At the time of opening of River Gods, the real estate, that business real estate was for sale, but after purchasing the Cambridge liquor license, I did not have any financial bandwidth to purchase the property. And if I had known then what we all know now, that I could have invested in that Cambridge real estate and not a falsely inflated liquor license, I wouldn't be in this position today. I have no business, 17 unemployed people, and a worthless liquor license. River Gods was established in Cambridge for 15 years, and we were a fabric of the community. And my liquor license was always in good standing. I never, ever had to come before the commission for any violations. In 2016, when River Gods closed, I sat in front of the commission and I stated clearly that I was trying to find a buyer for my liquor license. In fact, May of this year, Ms. Lint from your office emailed me to say that she noticed that brokers did have licenses in sale for Cambridge. Well, I can't find a buyer for my license. It's worthless. The rules and regulations that I followed since 2001 were incorrect and against state law and do not exist today for that reason. The License Commission was aware that in 1981 the City Council voted to lift the license quota in Cambridge and therefore making all licenses worthless in Cambridge. In fact, the woman that I brought my license from shouldn't have paid for her license. It was the License Commission that carried on a scheme for all these years, causing and compounding endless harm over and over again. And clearly, the rules have been manipulated whenever suited. In 2015, liquor licenses like mine were selling for $250,000. Chairman, in 2016, you were brought in to change these rules to comply with state law. You stopped the music for the activities going forward, but you've made no provisions for people like me. If you don't rectify the past, how can we do things correctly for the future? In fact, the time that you realized that these conflicts were illegal was the precise time that you should have stood up and said, enough is enough, and you could have made things right. Instead, this culture of secrecy has continued. But I'll tell you, last Sunday's Globe, and I have a copy of it here, shows that the License Commission is clearly trying to distance itself from any responsibility. And as an institution, you are responsible for the Commission's actions. You cannot remove yourself from this equation. The system is rigged, and the License Commission rigged it. I ask the Commission to make things right, and what are you going to do? You have been the judge, you are the judge, the jury, and the executor, and the power has been unchecked for years. So today, go ahead, execute your power as commissioners to vote whether or not to cancel my license. But remember, this is my livelihood that you're dealing with, and I'm not going to be silent about these wrongdoings.
Ms. Linnae, are you taking any action to try and sell the license? Have you reached out to a broker? What are you doing?
The brokers won't even hire. They're saying there's no market for licenses in Cambridge, and there hasn't been since the 2016.
Are you aware of anyone going into the space where River Gods used to be?
I don't know.
Have you been approached by anyone that's trying to go into that space to purchase your liquor license?
No. Why would they? They can get a free license. Why would they come to me? I'm not going to be fraudulent for people and try and sell this license when they can get a free one. That's not fair.
So you're not trying to sell your license?
I can't. The brokers won't even take me.
If someone were to
offer... I've been on Craigslist. I'm a year and a half trying to sell this license.
So you've listed it on Craigslist?
Yes. I've tried everything.
Is it currently listed on Craigslist?
No, it expired, so I didn't. Not at the moment, but I'm happy to do it today when I leave.
And I believe, if I remember correctly from your informational hearing, you're out of the space because your lease ran out and your landlord wouldn't renew, correct?
Right.
Have you talked to your
landlord? The building that I could have bought, by the way, if I had put the money into that instead of paying for a fraudulent license.
You paid $60,000 for the license.
No, I had to buy a business. I had to buy a business that had a license.
But the license was $60,000.
I invested $320,000 in a restaurant license. Again, that's another issue.
So when I'm looking at your application for, and it says, equipment $40,000, inventory $3,000, furniture $10,000. License $60,000.
I had to pay for my license, and then I had to pay for a kitchen build out.
Okay.
Because the license required it. You required me to do that. But you could have told me that I could have got another license for a music venue, which was my business model.
Ms. Linnae, have you spoken with the landlord or the owner of the building with regard to your current status of your license?
Why would I do that? He didn't negotiate a lease with me. No.
Well, I'm wondering if you have had conversations with him or her to inquire as to whether there's someone trying to go into the space, and if so, to try and sell your license.
No, I have not, no.
Question?
When did you, I apologize, I think, did you say 2000 or 2001 you opened for business?
I started my inquiries in 2000 and I opened in 2001.
Anything else this morning? I would say that based on the fact that we've just had one hearing, an informational hearing on this, and even though Ms. Linnae obviously sounds very frustrated, she said that she is willing to put this back on Craigslist and try and sell the license, I would have a cancellation hearing for non-use in 6 months.
Concur with that.
So who's going to pay the fees? I paid $6,000 for fees on a license that's worthless. I mean,
you would have to renew it. If you don't renew it, the license expires. So it's up to you.
But are you going to do something about this at all?
Ms. Linnae, we will grant you 6 months if you want, but if you're not going to renew your license will expire.
No, I'll take 6 months, but it's going to take a miracle to sort this out and to the City of Cambridge take responsibility for what's happened to us.
Okay, so cancellation hearing for non-use in 6 months. You'll receive a statement of reasons. Thank you.
Sorry, can I be clear about something? You want Jackie to pay $2,000 for a license, and you want her to go out, find a buyer for a worthless license
that they can get for free?
And then you want them to come in, and you want them to sit in front of you, and you want to pretend that you've nothing to do with that?
Thank you, we're all set.
Really?
Hearing application.
Really?
Application Brettle.
America's better than this.
Application Brettle Film Foundation, Inc., DBA Brettle Theater, holder of a common victualler wine and malt license at 40 Brettle Street. I'm sorry, could you please be quiet? If you're not going to be quiet, you can leave the room. Thank you. Application Brettle Film Foundation, Inc., DBA Brettle Theater, holder of a common victualler wine and malt license at 40 Brattle Street, has applied for a change of license type to general on-premise. You may sit down. Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Yes, Ivy Moylan, M as in Mary, O-Y-L-A-N as in Nancy.
Okay. And Edward Hinkle, H-I-N-K-L-E.
Thank you. So this, we did an inspection at it here.
Benny, can you, Officer Zito.
Do you want me to close the?
No, we can't close the first fire violation. But thank you for the offer.
Officer Zito.
Officer Zito. Could you keep it quiet in the hallway?
I'm just standing because I have a herniated disc, so this sitting is hard
I'm
for me.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
That chair is more comfortable if you want to try that
it's
one.
It's the sitting that's the problem. But I just don't want to make you
uncomfortable. No, we're perfectly fine, thank you. So we did an inspection, and our inspector noted that you don't have a kitchen and that you are just selling prepackaged snacks and popcorn. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
And basically, you are just a theater.
Yes.
And you have
a movie theater, yeah.
You have a movie theater, but you have service of alcohol in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Since 2009.
Okay. And this has been your operation, your standard operation?
Yeah, the whole time.
And you have had no issues with this board, correct?
No. Okay. Happily.
Anyone in... I'm sorry, did you guys have any questions?
I have nothing.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to receive an email from the ABCC to pay their fee online, so it won't get inspected or reviewed by the ABCC until you do that, so make sure you do that.
Yeah, we've looking at it yesterday, and it said waiting for the amendment.
Yeah, we've had a few stops where people don't see it, and so, but this is an FYI.
But I can still renew with you guys.
You have to renew.
Yes, please renew.
Yeah. Thank you. Number 6, M&R Hospitality, Inc., DBA Muna Restaurant, holder of a common victualler wine and malt license at 243 Hampshire Street, has applied for a change of license category to all alcoholic beverage. Please sit down.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Sure. My name is Mohammed Alzain. It's M-O-H-A-M-A-D. Last name is E-L-Z-E-I-N.
Thank you.
My name is Radwan. It's R-A-D. O-U-A-N, and last name is O-U-A-S-S-A-I-D-I.
S-S-S-M. No, double S, I lost you.
Oh, double S-A-I-D-I.
Thank you.
What's
just
ID?
A little slow.
Yeah, it's not an easy one.
Thank you. Now, we issued this license in October of 2016. Yeah, so... what's the need to change it from a malt and wine to an all alcohol?
We wanted to first open with a wine and malt license to start, and we wanted to operate for a year and get standing with a wine and malt license and assess how the business model was going to be from as a revenue and profitability standpoint, and after assessing how the business did in the first year of operation, we feel that there is definitely a need based on revenue and also based on our clientele coming in and saying, we would love it if you guys had a full liquor. And so we're seeing a lack of activity, you know, at different points of the restaurant and at different nights due to us not having a full liquor license.
So it's basically a request by your clientele?
Yeah.
And just if you can give us a little bit of Chimuna, since you have basically a new commission since the last time, or the majority.
Yeah.
If you want to give a little explanation as to what Muna Restaurant is.
Sure, absolutely. So we're a little restaurant that specializes in Eastern Mediterranean, which is a nice way of saying Middle Eastern food. It's very similar to Oleana, very similar to Sarma and the style of food that we're doing at the restaurant. Right now we're a wine and beer concept that is focused on the Mediterranean, and the food is covering Morocco all the way through, you know, Syria in terms of the cuisine. Mm-hmm. And it's a sit-down place serving food, wine, and beer, pretty much.
Do you have a bar?
We do.
Okay. What are your normal hours of operation?
Currently, our normal hours of operation are 5 p.m., and it runs until 1 a.m.
7 days a week?
7 nights a week. We're typically shut down by midnight or before. Mm-hmm. That's on the weekends, and on the weeknights we're typically shut down by 11 o'clock at night, even though our license runs till 1. Mm-hmm. We have pretty early nights at the restaurant. So.
And we also have a request from you to change your hours on Saturday and Sunday to 10 a.m. for brunch, is that correct?
Exactly.
Capacity?
Capacity is 19 plus patio.
Okay.
But we haven't...
Patio is seasonal only?
Patio is seasonal only, but we haven't exercised any patio rights, only because our neighbors at Inman Oasis, you know, we have a very good relationship with them, and they don't really want any tables in that alley, and we don't really feel comfortable with requesting from the city to remove benches that were just put in, I think, like a few months right before we moved in, to be removed, and it really isn't that much space out front. So
we also have some signatures that we collected for people. I don't know
if you want. So you have a demand and changing the license allows you to supply it.
Yes, with the food that we serve. I mean, we serve, like, we speak to our chef, and you know, they like can do some martinis with some spices and something that really, when we come in, okay, people have a glass of wine and they say, I wish you have a martini, you know, with the food that there. So
what, if I may, what we've realized is, you know, there's, we've noticed in we've been in hospitality for about 20, 21 years now, combined between Rod and I, and Friday is a big day for everybody getting out of work. Usually living in a neighborhood, you stop by an establishment, have a nice drink before you go home and relax for the weekend. So we're not really having that early, you know, early after work crowd. We're not really having that, you know, after between the prime hours of having dinner between 6 and 8 o'clock. We're not seeing that late turn, as we like to call it, in the restaurant industry, and the early turn. And that's really kind of, you know, from a business aspect, not, you know, adding to our bottom line at the end of the year. That's number one. Number two, it's like the retention of the clientele that's coming into the restaurant, you know, staying longer, or, you know, just making kind of a destination out of it, as opposed to just going in for dinner, you know what I mean, on occasion. So.
Well, we can't really consider your financials in terms of public need, but we can certainly consider the fact that your clients are asking for this amenity and also the signatures.
How many signatures did you?
I would say approximately about a little over 100.
And I note that you have had no issues.
And if I may add, we got a letter from the City of Cambridge commending us for being a nice addition to the city, because we got nominated in Boston Globe for like one of the best restaurants, so we got like a certificate of appreciation from the city of Cambridge, and we haven't had anybody in the neighborhood, knock on wood, complain about us for any noise or anything like that. So we wanted to, you know, operate for a year and just show everybody that, you know, we're a nice establishment that's not, you know, that's adding to the neighborhood and not really taking away.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? No? And other than that, this proposed change and your change to Saturday and Sunday for 10 a.m. opening for
brunch.
No changes to anything else, the manager of record or the concert or anything, correct?
All the same.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant the change of license category and also the change of hours for Saturday and Sunday.
Concur.
Granted, thank
you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With regard to your hours, if you're going to start this weekend, please wait for a moment so I can send you up with Ms. Boyer and you can get your license updated so you can do that.
Absolutely. And I was told by Elizabeth that I had to also let the abettors know about the change of hours, and just to give you a notary public letter.
No, we have the stuff here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then with regard to the category, the change of category, what you need to do is just when you get the ABCC email,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you pay for the ABCC fee, otherwise they won't review the application until you pay.
Got it.
Okay?
Got
and
it.
Don't forget to renew your license.
Got it.
This month, November.
Yeah.
Okay?
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you just take the top sheet and leave me everything else. Thank you.
Thanks.
Application Orange Blossom Inc., DBA East Coast Grill, holder of a common victual all alcohol license at 1271 Cambridge Street, has applied for change of DBA to Highland
Fried.
Okay. I was like, Reed, Fried, what? Please sit down. Good afternoon. Could you please state your name for the record?
Mark Romano, MarkRomano.
Thank you, Mr. Romano. So tell us about this change.
Well, business is good, but it's not great. And we've been open for a year. I own another restaurant in Somerville. I've been open for 10 years. It does really well. We tried to revamp the East Coast Grill. It's been there for 30 years. And like I said, it's good, but it's not quite where we want it to be. So I'm fearful of losing some of my staff and putting more money into it. So we're going to link both restaurants together and try to make it more successful using my other restaurant, Highland Kitchen, and to incorporate this into Highland Fried Chicken, Barbecue, etc. More concise.
So you're
concept.
Changing it up, basically.
Yeah, a tweak of the concept and a change of the name.
Where's Highland Kitchen?
On Highland Avenue, between right at the corner of Central, right down the if you're going to Davis from City Hall, right on the left, right there, right by Anthony's functional.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would tweak in the concept, change of DBA. Any
gotcha.
Other changes?
No. We might open earlier. Sorry, I should have told you that. Yeah. Right now, I think our license is 11.
Right now, you have a 10:30 a.m. opening hour.
Yeah. Okay. So we just
1 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're not using that, so we might open for lunch. We're probably going to open for lunch too.
Okay.
Every day.
Yes.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Yes, sir?
I'm just in favor.
Oh, can you please state it for the record?
Patrick Lee, representing the Ollie Oyster House, I'm in favor of the petition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? I would vote to grant it.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
to administrative matters. Progressive Credit Union has notified the License Commission that they're purchasing Medallion 86 by Akiala Inc. The board acknowledges. Ace Brands LLC, DBA Firebrand Saints, has notified the License Commission that they are closed and that the license can be canceled. They actually turned in their license earlier. Board acknowledges license canceled.
What's their address?
Not off the top of my head, I don't know. John Cusson has notified the board that Cafe DuPay and State Park will be closed on Christmas Day and that Cafe DuPay will be closed on New Year's Day. Board acknowledges. We already heard the MUNA request, which is listed in the agenda for just Sunday, but it was Saturday and Sunday. Charlie Moore, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for a special noise variance from January 1st, 2018. Through July 31st, 2018 at 145 Broadway, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. for trucking and excavation equipment. Now we have Ms. Boyer has spoken to Turner Construction because obviously these are long-term noise variances. Jerry Friedman from DPW has said that they would not grant it. However, the residents and general manager, who will be directly impacted, sort of said that he'd be in favor of this being granted because the faster that the construction gets done, the less impact to the actual hotel. Yeah, traffic and parking, CPD had no issues. Our license investigators sort of recommended that because this is the type of work that they're going to do is actually quite noisy, mm-hmm. rather than granting it for the consecutive 6 months, she would recommend that we grant it for 3 months and then have a reevaluation at that time to make sure that there weren't any complaints or anything that we needed to address.
Sounds good. So January 1 through March 30th?
Yeah, 31st. I think so. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so granted January 1st through March 31st. These came in two different ones, so we would have to find. On behalf of Consigli Construction, applied for a special noise variance from November 15th through June 30th from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at 1350 Mass Ave for chipping guns, grinders, concrete saws, hammer drills, sledgehammers, and access equipment. We received a letter from Denise Gilson, the Executive Director of Harvard Square Business Association, with regard to this. Basically said that they just want completely to work out a solution with the businesses. So she was asking for them to sort of hold off the start about a week so that they can figure out. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lee.
Should I comment now or do you want to
finish? We usually don't take comment at this juncture, but yes, if you're here to talk about this in particular, yes, please come up. And just state your name again for the record, please.
Patrick Lee, representing the Hourly Oyster House.
Okay, go ahead.
So this particular project, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of it. It's the Smith Campus Center, pretty large project that is going to take about 2 years to complete. Mm-hmm. It's about a year into the project right now, and it has created a significant hardship for the businesses on Dunster Street.
So at this time, a year in, after all of the sort of street fatigue that's been developed over that year, we feel like granting a variance for the hours to be extended from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. Creates more of a hardship for the businesses that are already there. So right now the hours are typical business hours, so that it affects the lunch and the daytime business on the street. But extending it from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. for the until the completion of the project, which would be into the spring and summer, would be a hardship for the businesses that I think is a little bit too much at this time.
What would your, and I don't know what the impact would be on construction, but what if the hours were extended in the opposite direction? What if they started earlier in the day, in the middle of the night type of thing?
Certainly, that's
a hypothetical.
Yeah, certainly that would be better, or increasing crews during the day. Or, you know, we support the project. You know, we want to get it done as quickly as possible as well. But, you know, there really hasn't been any significant talks with the businesses on Dunster Street. So, you know, touching base with the letter that you read from the HSBA, I think everyone kind of needs to get together and talk about this before we basically double the impact of the project.
Yeah, I would suggest deferring this to our next meeting, which I think is the 29th, and then just notify Consigli Construction to actually come in. Hopefully you guys can meet with them before then, but if not, obviously come to that hearing, and then we can consider it then.
I think your concerns are somewhat valid.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll defer?
Defer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sam Pogosov. Mr. Lee, don't forget to renew your licenses, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we made that little adjustment, so we're waiting for some feedback from you guys.
Okay. Sam Pogosov, DBA Phoenix Grill, holder of a Hawker Peddler license, is requesting to vend at 150 Cambridge Park Drive. They're already a licensed peddler in the city. They're just getting a new location granted. Thomas McLaughlin, on behalf of Eversource Energy, has applied for a special noise variance for November 16th, 2017, from 12 a.m. to 7 a.m. at 102 Mont Auburn Street for a crane. This is just a set of the crane. Brenton? Bill Wilbur, on behalf of John Moriety and Associates, has applied for a special noise variance for November 25 from 12 a.m. And 6 p.m. and to 9 p.m. What? I'm going to read it off of here.
Midnight to 9 and 6 to, yeah.
Yeah, midnight to 9 a.m. and then 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah, for placement of structural math labs. Mm-hmm. Granted. Just for acknowledgement, renewals for the following licenses have been approved, 185 and 028212.
Okay.
Acknowledgement, renewals. And now moving on to one-day license applications. Matthew Gelman for the Theater Offensive for a fundraiser at 50 Church Street from 6 to 8. There are 50 people expected, malt and wine. November 17th.
Okay.
I would grant, but with the condition that alcohol must be sold, or in the alternative, a limited number of alcoholic drinks must be associated with the admission charge.
Okay.
Paul Clark applied for a malt with entertainment at Forest City, 64 Sydney, on December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 for a road race with amplification recorded live music. Again, I would grant with the condition the alcohol must be sold, or in the alternative, a limited number of alcoholic drinks must be associated with the raised entry charge.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Egan, on behalf of Celebrity Brewery Series of Boston has applied for a wine license to be exercised at Standard Theater at 45 Clinton Street on November 21st from 9 to 11 for reception. 18 people expected. This is a toast to the public event granted. Daniel Luden, on behalf of Boston Baroque, has applied for a wine license to be exercised at Sanders Memorial Hall, Harvard University, 45 Quincy Street, on December 31st from 8 to midnight, and January 1st from 3 to 7 for a gala concert, expected attendance of 1,000 people. And I will grant this with the condition that alcohol must be sold or in the alternative a limited number of alcoholic drinks must be associated with the admission charge.
Okay.
Nate Mengist has applied for a malt and wine license for the entertainment to be exercised at Harvard Law School at 1585 Massachusetts Avenue on November 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a fundraiser. Patrons, performers, and entertainers dancing and recorded live music expected attendance 150 people. Granted. Wei Lu Shen has applied for a malt and wine license with entertainment to be exercised at Lehman Hall in Harvard Yard on December 2nd from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. for a winter ball with patrons dancing, recorded live music, and amplification. Expected attendance 200 people. And granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold or in the alternative limited number of drinks associated with the admission charge. Oh, yep, with detail required. First request. Just right over here. Thanks.
HUPD?
Yep. Shelby Luce has applied for a wine license to be exercised at Harvard Law School at Wasserteen Hall in 1585 Math Ave on November 28th from 7:15 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for a panel event. Expected attendance 50 people. Granted. Jesse Chorofsky, on behalf of Cultural Survival Inc., has applied for an entertainment and vendor's license for various vendors selling jewelry, paintings, clothes, and other miscellaneous items to be exercised at Cambridge Ridge Rinchin Latin School at 459 Broadway on December 9th and 10th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a craft fair with recorded live music and amplification. Expected attendance 200 people. Just going to put here with entertainment as requested. They didn't fill it out. Oh, that's why I was attached to it, sorry. Okay, Pam Willis from Pammy's Restaurant has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at their restaurant on 928 Mass Ave on December 31st from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. for a party with patrons dancing, recorded live music, and DJ. Expected attendance 90 people. Edward Jacobs applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at Jill Rohn Park, 425 Mass Ave, on November 16th from 3 to 5 for a groundbreaking ceremony with amplification system. Ms. Lint had informed me that they have the park permit. Not attached, still granted. Danny Chan, on behalf of Balmy Foods, has applied for a one-day amendment to existing license on November 24th from 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at MIT Russell Cage Gymnasium, 120 Bazaar. They want to vend there per MIT's request for their food truck. Their license is still granted. No, I guess not. Michael Goldman, on behalf of Cambridge Center for Adult Education, has applied for a vendor's license for various vendors to be exercised at 42 Brattle Street on December 16th and 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. to sell jewelry, art, photography, and other miscellaneous items. Granted. I have an addition, two late additions. Cedric King, for your alley, Kirby Chen, has applied for a wine license to be exercised at 10 Ware Street, Cambridge, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for 100 people. It's a closed event. From Jack Barty at Beat Brasserie. They are requesting a one-day entertainment license on November 21st, 2017 from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. For a floor show at their location, a comedy show. Granted? Sorry. And that is it for today.